Flaws in understanding love. Love is a familiar theme in movies, books, and songs, yet many of us don't grasp its true meaning. We often define love as strong affection for family, friends, or partners, focusing only on feelings and ignoring the actions needed for love to thrive. This emphasis on feelings can lead us to overlook or excuse harmful behavior, such as mistreatment in relationships. It's common for people in such situations to claim they love their partners despite being mistreated. Children also learn this flawed idea early on. Some parents discipline their children harshly while still insisting they love them, which can make children believe it's normal for those who love them to treat them badly. This misunderstanding about love affects both relationships and personal well-being. To truly grasp love, we must see it as both a feeling and an action. Many psychologists and theorists agree that love involves actively nurturing spiritual growth in ourselves and others. When we adopt this perspective, we start seeking ways to show love through our actions, not just relying on emotions. This mindset helps create a society that doesn't tolerate abuse or neglect in any relationship. Dishonesty encouraged in relationships. Our society teaches us that lying is wrong, yet when it comes to relationships, dishonesty is often encouraged. In our culture, there's a strong emphasis on materialism, and sometimes this can make it hard for people to truly experience love. Imagine you're creating an online dating profile. You'd list your best qualities and hobbies and show a great picture, but you probably wouldn't admit to being someone who lies. In our society, men often hold more power than women and are expected to be dominant. This power dynamic can lead to situations where men feel justified in breaking the rules or lying without facing the consequences. Many men have lied to the author, either to hide their feelings or to avoid dealing with difficult situations or responsibilities. This societal expectation of male dominance and the resulting freedom to deceive can create challenges in relationships. Patriarchy influences relationships and love. Patriarchy can lead women to deceive, not to gain power, but to seek love or satisfy desires from men. This often involves altering their appearance to be more attractive or downplaying their intelligence to avoid intimidating potential partners. Such dishonesty erodes trust, crucial for genuine connections and loves to thrive. Our culture also develops a mindset focused on materialism and instant gratification, fueled by media ideals of success. We're constantly urged to accumulate wealth and possessions quickly. This obsession spills over into relationships, where people are treated as disposable commodities, discarded if they fail to meet immediate needs. The good news is that by shifting our values from self-centered acquisition to sharing and compassion, we can transform our approach to life and relationships. This change can nurture deeper connections and develop genuine love, which requires time and commitment to develop. Foundation for loving relationships, self-love and spirituality. The idea that you have to love yourself before you can love others is a common piece of advice. It's repeated by friends, family, psychologists, and self-help books for good reason. When we care for ourselves and nurture our growth, we can extend that care to others, setting the stage for positive relationships. But learning to love ourselves isn't automatic, it takes effort. The first step toward self-love is recognizing any low self-esteem or negative feelings we have about ourselves, and understanding where these feelings come from. Perhaps we had a critical parent or grew up feeling insecure about our bodies. Once we understand the source of these negative feelings, we can start to counteract them with kindness and self-care. Connect with spirituality and loving relationships. Self-care alone isn't enough for healthy relationships. You also need to show care and affection to others. One way is through spirituality, which isn't necessarily tied to religion. Spirituality teaches that we're all connected by something bigger than ourselves, whether that's God or a higher consciousness. When we show love to ourselves and others, we acknowledge this connection. Recognizing this connection helps us live by the values of love. This means valuing nurturing interactions and relationships with everyone we meet and being brave enough to align our values with our actions. For instance, some men oppose domestic violence but hesitate to challenge the societal norms that support it, fearing they might lose privileges. To create a more loving society, we must back our loving and spiritual beliefs with action. Family and community, essential for learning love. Understanding how to love often begins within our families and communities. When thinking about our family members, many of us first consider our immediate family, parents and siblings. However, we sometimes overlook the extended family, like grandparents, aunts, and uncles, who are also part of our community from the start. This community plays a crucial role in teaching us about love. Communities, including extended family, provide important opportunities to learn about love. When we focus only on the nuclear family, we might miss out on these valuable lessons. In isolated nuclear families, there can be a risk of dependence issues, where women rely solely on their husbands and children become overly dependent on their mothers. Such situations can unfortunately lead to instances of abuse or neglect going unnoticed. Extended family and friendships in finding love and support. Broadening our idea of family to include extended relatives increases our chances of finding love and support, especially when our immediate family isn't nurturing. The author experienced this firsthand during a challenging childhood marked by dysfunction and humiliation at home. Despite this, her caring grandfather provided hope and demonstrated that families can be sources of love. Not everyone is fortunate enough to have extended family nearby, and even when they do, relationships may not always be loving. However, we can still find nurturing through community. Close friendships, for instance, offer another way to build community and experience love beyond our families. These friendships also teach us important lessons in respect and conflict resolution. Think about your closest friends, those you've known for years. You've likely had disagreements but learned how to resolve them, returning to a place of care and understanding. These relationships can influence how you interact with family, partners, and new acquaintances alike. Giving and receiving in relationships. When talking about what they want in a partner, people often focus on what they expect to receive. They list how they want to be treated and what they hope their partner will do for them. While it's important to have these expectations, we sometimes forget another crucial aspect, the need to give in return. In relationships, both partners need to give things like time, care, affection, and attention. When both people are generous and giving to each other, ensuring that each other's needs are met, the relationship can grow and flourish. This mutual giving and receiving creates a nurturing environment where both individuals can thrive together. Difficulty in relationships due to gender roles. Shared growth in relationships can be tough because societal norms often dictate specific roles for men and women. The author shares her experiences to illustrate this. In one relationship, her partner expected her to care for him like his mother did, seeing it as a woman's duty. In another, her partner used traditional gender roles to assert his masculinity, which affected their ability to love each other. In both cases, the author didn't receive the love she sought. Her partners were conditioned to believe that fulfilling these roles was enough, without understanding the importance of giving love. Adherence to these roles hinders both men and women from experiencing loving relationships. Overcoming these norms involves letting go of them and learning how to genuinely love. Interestingly, one way to move beyond gender roles could be by accepting them selectively. Since women are often taught to be nurturing and caring, they can help guide men toward understanding love. However, this only works if men are willing to acknowledge their need to learn about love and prioritize their partner's needs as much as their own. Romantic love and realistic expectations. Romantic love isn't something we can control or expect to be effortless. This belief, often portrayed in movies and books, sets up unrealistic standards. This idea isn't just fiction, it affects real relationships too. Many people think love should happen naturally, without them actively choosing it. But believing this can prevent us from being deliberate in our romantic lives. It stops us from figuring out what we truly need in a partner and what we can offer in return. Being thoughtful about who we choose to be with gives us a better chance of finding someone who's right for us. It also helps us grow together in a meaningful way. Love requires effort and understanding. Some people believe that finding the right romantic partner is out of their control. Another common misconception is expecting relationships to be as effortless and perfect as those seen in movies and TV shows. When two people initially feel a strong attraction, everything may seem easy and exciting. However, as they get to know each other better, they start facing challenges. One person might struggle with insecurities from their past, while the other finds it hard to communicate openly. Many think love should be effortless, so when problems arise, they may give up instead of working through them. They might decide the relationship wasn't meant to be. But this approach stops love from growing. True love develops when both partners see each other for who they truly are and commit to working through difficulties together, even when it's tough and doesn't resemble what's seen in movies. Key points. 1. Love involves feelings and actions, nurturing spiritual growth, and rejecting harmful behaviors. 2. Dishonesty in relationships is often tolerated due to societal norms and power dynamics. 3. Patriarchy influences honesty and self-esteem in relationships, shaping societal values. 4. Self-love and spirituality are foundations for healthy relationships and personal growth. 5. Family and community play pivotal roles in learning about love and support. 6. Mutual giving and receiving are essential for nurturing relationships. 7. Overcoming gender roles is crucial for experiencing genuine love and understanding in relationships.